This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. The head of Israeli military intelligence has resigned after accepting responsibility for the failures that allowed the devastating Hamas-led attack on Israel on October 7th. That's what the military said on Monday. The major general who resigned was one of a number of senior Israeli military commanders who said they had failed to foresee and prevent the deadliest attack in Israel's history. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports that fresh aid is good news for Ukraine's battlefield strategy.
Saturday's passage by the House of Representatives of a much-awaited $61 billion package for Ukraine puts the country a step closer to an infusion of new firepower that will be rushed to the front line to fight Moscow's latest attacks. But the clock is ticking. Russia's wishing to seize the momentum on the battlefield and force Kyiv's forces to cede tactically significant territory, one painful yard after another. In the meantime, Kyiv has no choice but to wait for replenishment. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Opening statements began today in what's been dubbed the hush money trial of former U.S. president and presumed Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. The case involves a porn star and alleged fraud, which Trump denies. Speaking to reporters before entering the courtroom, Trump says this case and the others are a government bid to keep him off the campaign trail.
This is a witch hunt, and it's a shame, and it comes out of Washington. It's in coordination with Washington, everything, including the DA's office. It's in coordination with Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday will celebrate Earth Day by announcing $7 billion in grants for residential solar projects that will power nearly a million low-income households. That's what the White House said. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said Monday that the first flight carrying asylum seekers to Rwanda would leave in 10 to 12 weeks, as he set out plans for his flagship policy to tackle illegal migration. Speaking at a press conference, Sunak said he would not outline the exact operational details of the plan, but said the government had made specific preparations. Three Germans have been arrested on suspicion of working with the Chinese Secret Service to hand over technology that could be used for military purposes, potentially helping strengthen China's navy. That's what German officials said on Monday. There's been massive flooding in the Russian region bordering Kazakhstan and other areas. AP correspondent Karen Chamez has more.
In the Kurgan and Tuymen areas of Russia, drone footage from Russian TV showed vast areas of houses submerged in water to their roofs. Russian authorities said some 20,000 people had been evacuated between the two areas. Rescue crews attempted to stop further flooding by throwing sandbags along the riverbank. In Russia's Orenburg region, thousands of people were also evacuated following the collapse of a dam on the Ural River last week. Experts cited multiple possible causes of the floods. They say large snow reserves in the area have been melting. I'm Karen Chamas.
Lawmakers in the U.S. state of Hawaii take aim at vacation rentals after that August wildfire amplified the housing crisis on the island of Maui. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The acute housing shortage, especially in Maui, is leaving many islanders grappling with where to live while they're grieving the deaths of loved ones and the loss of their communities. The deadly wildfire in August burned the core of Lahaina's residential housing stock. One woman who lost her home and is now living in Florida tells the AP the cheapest rental she could find was $10,000 a month. While Hawaii's lawmakers are looking at ways to house displaced residents and reduce the rental market, vacation rental owners say that's not fair, taking away their property rights and their source of income. I'm Jackie Quinn.
North Korea has fired several short-range ballistic missiles, South Korea's military says. The latest in a volley of tests by Pyongyang this year. And Europe is increasingly enduring heat so bad that people's health is suffering. That's what two climate monitors say Monday. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.